berries with some really great stuff. They use 6-row barley here, and it has that, if you've ever had any Indian whiskeys, you know that 6-row barley nose. It's got a very citrusy nose to it, very floral, and it's kind of got a nuttiness to it as well.
You wouldn't think that barley would produce that much citrus on it, yeah. You know, but it does. Mm. It's very, very nice.
It's a very different breed of barley. Yeah. So if I put 5 whiskeys in front of them and 2 of them are Indian whiskeys with Himalayan barley, I guarantee both of us could pick them out. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. So there's 2-row barley is what we use for Scotland. And there's mostly the type of barley we use in America as well for single malts. And I'm not sure about the beers, but they have so many different types of barley. But 6-row barley produces more food per acre because there's 6 rows of corns on the barley on the stalk. But it has a different flavor profile. And it's very distinct to Indian whiskey, and it's more citrusy than we normally get. It's got a honey and a floral note on this whiskey. They did a great job. I really enjoy it. Bob? He's still smelling.
Yeah. It's got a beautiful nose on it. And it is. It's that stereotypical 6-row nose.
It's like there's some cinnamon. What are the spices you're getting? I mean, I got a little bit of cardamom almost.
Yeah, it's a little bit of cardamom. That citrusy nose. Just a little bit of the barley, you know, the cereal grain on the back. But on the palate, it's got a beautiful consistency to it. I get a good bit of citrus up front. You know, it's got a really nice mouthfeel, got a really nice coat to it. It's got a pretty decent finish. It's like everything we've had so far on the show from Rum Pours. Well done. An excellent whiskey. So,
I mean, I'd like it to be stronger.
Yeah. I think if it was maybe 9,500
higher proof and yeah. maybe an age statement on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, six years in India is like 25 years in Scotland. So.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, you can only go for a certain period of time. But I do think, I'm with you, I think this at a slight, it doesn't have to be cask. I mean, a cask, it might be really interesting,
but
too.
But a couple more points in the proof would
help. I think probably 95-ish to 100, I think, would probably bring some more of the flavor forward. I mean, what do we know? We're knuckleheads. But overall, you know, excellent whiskey. We'll be back. But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue, as slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we would just finish discussing Rum Pours Select Indian Malt Whiskey. We're going to be rating that a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
And we're going to be moving on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. So we're going to talk about this whiskey, and then we're going to break it down a little bit, because this is going to be kind of like our experiment. But this is from Isle of Rosay, was founded by Bill Dobby and Alistair Day. They chose the Isle of Rosay as providing the ingredients for the perfect dram and began work of establishing their distillery in 2016. On September 14, 2017, the Isle of Rosay Distillery opened its doors and spirit was flowing. This flagship expression from Isle of Rosay.
No, we're not doing the flagship.
Oh, yeah, we're not. Okay, so what
we're going to skip.
Yeah, what we're doing is...
Well, just explain what that flagship is.
Yeah, so the flagship expression from Isle of Rosay is made from peated and unpeated spirits, matured separately in first fill rye whiskey, fresh Chinkapin Oak and First Fill Bordeaux Red Wine casks. The spirit is distilled, matured, and bottled on the Isle of Rousset using water from the island. The six recipe casks are then married together to create the perfect dram with real elegance, complexity, and depth of character. So we're going to go through the first, the three expressions that make up the product first.
Well, three of the six ones. We're doing the peated versions of each.
Yeah, we're doing the peat, right. So
this is basically a deconstruction class. We're taking three of the components individually and then tasting the whole at the end.
So. Right. So the one I'm going to talk about is the Isle of Rousset. It's a peated ex-Bordeaux cask. 18
out of 664.
Out of 664, 61.7% ABV, 123.4 proof. So this has got a nice, it's a lighter straw kind of color finish to it.
It's got a little reddish hue to it.
A little reddish hue, a little reddish tint to it. The nose, you get berries right off you get berries on the nose. It's just, you can tell from that Bordeaux cask really comes through. And the berries, grape, on the palate, well, the thing I wrote
cassis
down.
Cassis and blackberry.
Yeah, the thing I wrote down on the palate, smoked grapes.
Yeah.
Is what I wrote down for the palate, because it's just, it's not overly smoked. This is what I like about this, is that it's a light smoke and it doesn't overpower the product. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised when I tasted this, and I very much enjoyed it. So, Maury?
Well, I'm surprised how much you enjoyed this, Brent, because for me, I thought the smoke was not light. I thought it was moderate to heavy-handed, but anything but light.
Just you're a sissy. That could be it.
You know, I think if he likes it because it works so well with the grape, the flavors of the wine. So the cassis and the blackberry coming out, a little bit of graphite. There's a little bit of honey under there, pastry. It works. No, you don't. You
think it was helped by water. The water opened it up quite a bit and brought a little more of the fruit and mellowed the smoke a little bit. But for me, the smoke was heavy handed. If you like a smoky whiskey, it's a beautifully made peated smoky malt. But I felt that the smoke overpowered a lot of the fruit notes.
I understand that. No, I think it played well. But again, this is not something you can, at this point, I don't know if we can buy this whiskey. Maybe at the distillery they might release something like this.
Yeah, something like that, maybe. But yeah, just what you can buy is the regular Isle of Rousset.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I thought it was a little hot because it's at a 61.7% ABV or 123. But then again, it's young. We know it's young. The distillery hasn't been open long. It's young and it's a little bit higher proof, and it's going to be a component of something else. But other than that, I agree with what Brett said. What about you, Bob?
It's got a very pretty color. It's got a slightly tinged pinkish, almost orange hue to it from those Bordeaux casks. But the fruit comes out. The grapes really, really come out. I think they play well with the smoke. I think they're balanced very well.
I mean, I don't like smoke on a general basis. You know, when something's overly smoked, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And I really think this is nicely balanced.
I think they have.
And smoke and ash destroyed Napa Valley a couple years ago.
Just the right amount.
Work with grapes.
Yeah. Isn't that a shame? They had all of that. I mean, they could have just put it in a cask and send it straight to these guys and made some really great whiskey. skip getting the smoke getting the peated barley. So. I think it was lovely. I think it's a lovely component. Honestly, I think they should just bottle this one on its own. I mean,
I would love to see this one bottled by itself.
Yeah, I think it would play very well on its own. But an excellent whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Isle of Rousset Peated X Bordeaux cask, a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
Really? I gave it higher. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh,
to
no,
you
sorry.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Four sips.
That's
sorry.
Yeah.
Looking at the wrong page.
Ah.
Sorry, guys. Four. Well done. So let's move on to our next one, which is going to be Maury.
The next whiskey is the Isle of Rousset Peated Chinkapin Cask. It's number 19 of 56, coming in at 62.1% ABV or 124.2 proof. This whiskey has a pale copper color to it. On the nose, little bit hot. I get a lot of alcohol.
It's hard in my nose.
It's right. And when you smell something and it's hot, you're not expecting that. You're thinking you want to get a flavor and you get heat. That's
heat.
It's hard to describe.
Had a lot of heat on the nose.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
And
that.
You're right. It's hard to sort through the notes.
It smelled to me like hot oak chips.
Yeah,
it's like burning oak.
And it was hot on the palate too. I found it to be like hot oak on the palate, a little bit tannic, definitely more oak, tannic, leather notes. And then a little hint of bitterness as it just sort of fades out into the background. An interesting whiskey, but I'd say on its own, not so much.
It'd I don't be think on its blending. Own, but I think it gives it, you know, with that
structure, backbone, I think
it gives
body.
It that bottom layer.
Yeah,
you
good,
know,
good, good. I agree with that. This is the structure underneath.
Yeah.
For the whiskey we'll be tasting later.
Usually the components aren't all that good on their own. It's, you know, it's when you put them together, you're putting it in for a particular purpose. So that's why I was so shocked about the prior one, you know, like how good it was on its own.
An anomaly because you're right. The components are not quite as good.
Yeah, I think they're doing this for the base to get that tannin in, to get that base smoke in.
And so Chinkapin's a weird Texas oak that was really popular a few years ago. Everybody was experimenting, it seemed like. A lot of different people were using Chinkapin oak.
Well, one person starts, everybody else follows, and then tries to figure it out, and then eventually everybody figures out whether it works or it doesn't work.
Yeah, I've not had a Chinkapin oak whiskey that I've actually loved. Yeah,
right now,
there are a few out there.
Well, right now the buzzword is Ambarana, you know. So.
Ambarana is freaking amazing.
Buzzword, he caught on to the buzzword.
Yeah.
No. I've tasted many Ambarana whiskeys, and I've tasted Ambarana-aged gin. Yeah. Oh my God, this stuff's amazing.
So you guys heard, but again, that's the flavor of the day.
Yeah,
and then somebody will find some weird tree that grows like on the top of a mountain in the Himalayas somewhere, and then they'll be doing that two or three years
until
from
it's extinct.
Yeah, the last truffula tree. What are you, the Wunsler? So.
Yeah, this is the one that I said. I think they just tried to put this in there to try to hide it because they had it and they just needed to put it in to hide it.
That's what your wife does with you.
Right.
That's why she makes you sleep under the porch.
Well, they only made 56 barrels.
Yeah.
So there's not that much of it.
Yeah. Again, that's, it's a blending component. You know, it's, they're using it for a purpose, not to be sent out individually, but they were kind enough to send us these so that we could actually take it apart.
It is nice to take it apart like this.
Well, here's the thing. Take a sip of that and then take a sip of the regular single malt and see if you can pick that out. You know, that's the thing.
Oh, hey.
I didn't do that.
Then take a sip of the arcane. See if you can still taste the plastic.
That's the sound of a pen flying across the table.
And I can.
You can pick it out of the chicken?
Yeah.
I think that's what brings
it. Take a sip and then go back to the... to the single malt.
Right. I don't want to taste that Chinkapin in it, though.
It's right down here. It's right down here.
That's the problem. I think for me, I would have liked to taste it without the Chinkapin. But
I don't think it's bad. I understand why they did it. Mm-hmm. Well, but it's got that heavy oak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got that burnt.
It's not for me.
But taste smell. Taste it. You can... It's not so much that you taste that whiskey, but you can taste that base that it lays.
It's underneath, yeah.
Yeah, see way down below? It's right there. So that's kind of cool. Well, we're going to be rating the Isle of Rese peated Chinkapin two sips, because not so much on its own, but definitely a component.
I don't know giving even these components ratings.
It's
what we do.
Yeah, it's what we do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to our third component, which is the Isle of Rese peated X rye cask. It's number 18 of 627, 62.4% ABV, 124.8 proof. It's got a very light straw color. On the nose, it's sweet. It's got a little bit of a spice to it on the tip of the nose. On the palate, oh yeah, I get the rye spice on that right away. There's definitely There's definitely a rye note to it. See, whereas the one before that was all down in the bottom of the palate, this one for me is all on the top of the palate.
Oh, yeah, right over the top.
Yeah. It's all, one's up here and one's down here. So now you're starting to get your sinuses. Yeah, it's like, okay, I get it. They put one in for the bottom, one in for the top, and one in for the middle, and, you know, that all worked out.
Well, there's actually six components. We're tasting only the peated
ones. Yeah, the unpeated ones, yeah. But, you know, it's got a nice, it's got a nice light smoke to it. It's not overpowering. Just enough there to, you know, give you that flavor, but not enough to knock you off your chair. Solid. I enjoyed that one.
I really like this too, but it's on the nose, there's nothing there for me.
No, yeah, the nose is absolutely
totally muted.
It's
totally muted.
It's just a great word for the day, muted.
Right. Well, this is a very, on the nose, I just got a very light smoke on the nose, and that's it. Hardly anything, exactly.
I get a little bit of like light pear or lemon. And just a little bit of smoke, and then, but it's so muted, so far down there.
Give it a touch of water, and that lemon comes out.
The lemon comes out. Yeah, try that. But yeah, the lemon one, peel. There you go.
Yeah, this one I enjoyed. I mean, it was,
but
only on the palate, not the nose.
But right, but the smoke on the smoke on the nose is very muted. You know, you're not getting a lot of smoke on that nose.
No, it's more palate than nose for the
smoke.
On
the palate, this is all about the spice and bold flavor.
See, now I want the other three.
I want the unpeated
because I want all six of them so I can figure out, okay, this one's doing this and this one's doing that.
We don't know how much of each one.
Yeah, you don't know the percentages
either, you know. So
that's the blender's art.
Yeah.
Right. It's about synergy. The whole being greater than the sum of the parts.
But that would be a cool experiment to have all six and then just literally sit down there, write your thoughts down. Okay, which one is doing which in the final product?
The water makes a big difference with this particular one. I think it really brings out the fruit and does not accentuate the smoke.
Yeah, because before that, it was just leather and tobacco. And when you add the water, you get that
and
orange.
Isn't that remarkable?
That orange comes out. And
sometimes you'll get one and you add water and the smoke goes through the roof. And sometimes you get one, you add water, and the smoke disappears.
Yeah.
It's like,
you got leather and tobacco on the rye cask one, or which one are you talking
about? Yeah, on the rye cask one,
I didn't even get that. I only get the clove and the cinnamon and the...
All right, well,
maybe there's a little bit. Yeah, there's tobacco. Yeah, you're right, with the water, right.
Well, we're going to rate the Alibrese X Rye Cask. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us back to the final single malt, which is a blend of these three plus the other three unpeated casks. So we're going to have Brent tell us.
We're going to have Harm tell us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dude, because you made me talk about the Arcane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
I get to talk about a good whiskey today, too.
Let you talk about the inaugural U.S. release of a fine single malt. Yeah, right ahead.
So Brent already described it earlier. It's a blend of the six components.
These three and then the other three unpeated.
The unpeated ones. So the color is a beautiful gold, and the nose is a combination. It's honey and berries and pear and hay and light smoke and sea salt and caramel. And on the palate, tarry peat, salt, honey, red berries, cassis, blackberries. And it's got a great mouthfeel, covers your whole mouth, back to front, top to bottom. And I'm getting all the different flavors coming out. There's salt prickling on the edges of my tongue. It's got a nice long finish. This is the way it should be. This is a great whiskey, and you see what the blender's art.
But the time and it's really changed in the glass. Both time and air and water. This whiskey's evolved a lot. It was very smoky.
It's young.
This is the prime example of the blender's art. You're taking components and making it better than the sum of their parts.
But it was very smoky when it came out of the bottle, and now it's much more balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand. If you're not a big peat head, you may not like this, but this is not a super peaty whiskey.
This is not an Iowa whiskey.
No. This is not over smoked at all.
I mean,
this is
for a northern.
Rosé is just off the coast of Skye.
Yeah, so I mean, for a northern Scottish distillery, this is a little bit heavier than you normally get. But all in all, well balanced, great mouthfeel. Like he said, all around the palate, top, bottom, front, back. I think they knocked it out of the park with this one. I really think this is a great whiskey.
I could drink this all day. You're talking about all day sippers, Maury. I would rather drink this than Irish because, you know, I prefer scotch. I would make this into a highball, drink it by the pool.
Yeah. 100%.
Yep. Well, we're going to rate the Isle of Rance single malt whiskey a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today on the show. Thank you, Brent.
Well, thank you for making me taste something that may have damaged me forever.
You got to kiss a lot of frogs, baby, to get to the.
Oh, that's why the frogs. Yeah. That's why the frogs are down here. I understand now.
Would you like me to do a taste bud transplant to replace those damaged taste buds, Brent?
This makes you wonder, you know, people say
we have a surgeon in the house.
People say, why does a dog lick its own backside? And some people say, because it can. Well,
sometimes it tastes better, too.
Yes, it tastes better, too. Thank you, Maury.
Oh, thanks for being here, Bob. It's been a wonderful day in the basement.
And thank you, Arm.
You know, thanks, Bob, for the experience. I never would have tasted something like this on myself by myself.
Well, I wouldn't make you taste that one by yourself.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsandSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a one-tan hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
There is a bundle in the
come back to you. Yes, I want to escape back to my home. That act that never hands our glance in dance that fools you. Homeland under attack, the enemies that can come. We will meet as lions, so teach our love to our children. Our children
survive.
In the mean, the routine of fear run. Dark almighty pimping up our soul. I mean to stay and not to run this race of tribulation.
Try a different way, then things will never change. My free spirit will not allow me to convert in a madness around me.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Eboshi from